All right, Kurt, let's rock and roll, man. Oh, yeah. Welcome to FDA's Beyond, where tonight we're talking about Marvel Strike Force. I am the Rock Out of Podcasting, Charles McFall. And you know what? I want to ride shotgun because Elsa Bloodstone has the coolest shotgun in the game. So, man driving the wagon, Kurt Booten.
Yo, yo, yo. How's everybody doing tonight?
Well, everybody being me, I'm doing just fine.
Hey, it's not just about you. It's about people in the chat room and the podcast audience in general.
It's about me.
So how's your week been?
It's been good. It's flown by. It's like, holy crap, it's Thursday, man. It is. It's, Hugh was here this past weekend hanging out, and so we got in some trouble and had some fun. But, yeah.
Thursday. Has he gone home already?
Yeah, the third time in the year, which is the Halloween, he comes down for the Fright Fest at Six Flags, and he only stays through Monday. He comes in like Friday and leaves on Monday, so he just stays for the weekend. So yeah, he took off. Hey, I just got some Human Torch stuff and got I recruited Human Torch. Yay!
Yep, that was the trick or treat. Did that put you over the edge?
It did.
Nice. I had recruited him, so it just gave me a little bit extra. But
yeah, because it was 10 or something like that, right?
Yeah. So I'm not doing anything with him anyway.
Yep. Because I've been waiting all day to open Elsa Bloodstone. I'm pretty sure I got her.
Oh, really? I'll know on Monday.
Yeah. So I've been tempted by some of these deals, man. I was looking at the $30 on old Fiery
Just
Head.
Say
there.
No.
I did. I said no. But then when they dropped the Elsa Bloodstone one, I was like, but I don't have $10 in my account right now to do that, cover that. So, yeah, dude, I am so excited about. Elsa, but what's this? Celebrated Spirits. Celebrate Day of the Death, upcoming Celebrated Spirits event. Participate in 5 single day raid milestones with your alliance to earn Sugar Skull Organ. Oh, yeah. We saw this in the blog or something. Yeah. Yeah. So that's starting.
What's interesting is soon. The verbiage of will contain select event characters.
Yes. Minerva was an event character. Elsa is definitely an event character. So let's see. I've already got her hearted up. So even if I'm at 27 out of 45 playing through. Now, I played through the entire story, read every word of it, and played it on 1x speed and enjoyed.
Oh, my God.
God, just staring into the soulless eyes of Ghost Rider. It's so epic. It was so much fun. I'm going to play through a little bit tonight to show off some of the stuff because I already had a Supernatural team ready, and Loki is the fill-in. He's not Supernatural, but he tends to blend okay with everybody else. So Loki's the fill-in, but then you get Elsa as well. So I've got my Supernatural team, and she's just blasting face and making me proud. I'm so happy. Where are my orbs? Because that's what's going to not put her over the edge. So 27 out of 50. I'm over halfway, and I'm not going to lie. I'm going to spend resources. I'm going to get her tonight. This is going to happen. Two more jack-o'-lanterns here. But, Kurt, how has your week been?
It's been really good. I actually started Fear the Darkness on Monday night. And
nice. Very nice.
Went through the first 3 levels, the first 3 nodes, it was challenging, but I got through them. So I was very happy about that with some great advice and help from Skippy and a couple of the other folks in chat. So that's good. And otherwise it's been just busy between work and streaming and trying to just get ready for November, I guess, which is crazy.
That's tomorrow.
Yep, tomorrow. Yeah. And it was almost 70 degrees here today.
Okay, so here's the weirdness in Atlanta. We've had this warm front, this rain. It's been raining off and on since last Thursday. And you're kind of messing with stuff. And we dodged a bullet because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to. I knew late last week or even before that, I knew I was going to be here tonight, so I didn't say anything to you. But I wasn't sure I was going to be here tonight because the school was talking about doing a haunted house for Halloween where we charge for it.
Sure.
And the community loves it in this and the other. However, there's been some rain, some wind. I was supposed to get cold, blah, blah. So the town square, which is a block away from us where all the foot traffic would come from for that haunted house, canceled it for tonight, moved it to tomorrow night to the ball field that's three blocks up, which is great for everybody but us. So it turned out we dodged a bullet because you can't move a haunted house. So everybody would have to come find us and, you know, all this other stuff. But, yeah, I'm glad I did not have to deal with that at all, man. Hey, I don't care about haunted houses. I just don't care about any of that stuff. So I was actually planning on, no matter what, just ducking into my office and doing the show anyway.
Sure.
Pretty much.
Yep. Hey, so those sugar skulls,
yes.
that thing. So here's what you can get. There are 25 characters you can get in a sugar skull. Deadpool, Doctor Strange, Elektra. And I'm waiting for Echo to say something. Groot, Minerva, Nebula, Nobu, Scientist Supreme, Shield Medic, and Wolverine.
So I don't want any of that stuff.
Well, you know what?
I mean, I'm not mad at
Minerva.
It.
Minerva. I'll take all the Minerva you can
throw. Of course. But, you know, she's the queen at the top. She's like the 0.01%. The rest of that stuff, I mean, they're good characters. I think I could use some Elektra and some of those others. But for the most part, I'm good.
So really, Minerva has that. So nobody's got an advantage percentage-wise. Yeah, it looks like,
well, I'll take them. And you know, I would always preach. You can't, bitch about free.
Right. I'm sorry. There are only 10 characters. What I was reading was the 25 drop of one of the characters. So you can get up to 25. You can get up to 25 shards in a rare drop, but otherwise everybody's got 10% chance of coming out. So, man, it's about as good a chance as you're going to get for getting a Minerva. Certainly a better chance than premium orbs.
Yeah. For the Elsa playthrough here, should I go ahead and just jump right to Sinister and show that battle off or just play any of the random ones?
I mean, I like the Sinister battle. It's boy, this was one of the ones where I had a good team, and I had to actually think about playing, which is pretty unusual. For these events, usually I don't even worry about it, but this one, I mean, that Sinister is a great model.
Yeah,
I like him.
Yeah, and this is the team I'm running. I've got Doctor Strange, Mordo, Loki in the middle, Scarlet Witch, and tell me you got Ghost Rider.
Oh, I don't have Ghost Rider yet.
It's gone. How'd you not get Ghost Rider, Kurt?
Kurt, because I didn't get Kurt. Well, you know what? Let me see something here.
Kurt, I'm worried about you, bud.
Yeah, I know. I hear that a lot. So I have 3 jack-o'-lantern orbs to open still. And, I've got Hunter Squad, but that's not going to help me. Let's see. Ghost Rider isn't in those Hunter Squad ones. So, I wasn't getting great Ghost Rider drops, and frankly, didn't get a whole lot of those orbs. So, the Ghost Rider for me right now is sitting at 52 out of 100.
Oh, no, man.
Way that too hurts. Late, way too low. Yep.
That yep. hurts.
That'll happen though. So, and I'm sitting at 27 out of 45 for Elsa, but Elsa, I mean, because of the event she's in, I'll get her.
Yeah.
That's no big deal.
I'm at 42 out of 45. So I'm going to play through and grab some more of those, orbs to open up.
Yep.
But yeah, I've saved a little over $4,000 I just blanked on it. The power cells, that's it.
Yep.
And so I've already spent a couple hundred today on refreshes.
Yeah, I've been doing that because I always do that with these events.
Yeah.
So
I don't always, but especially in this case where I can get her. Not just get her, but you know, be like Minerva, just pump her up as much as I can, type of deal, level her up. So, but man, Ghost Rider is so cool, and the synergies work really well. And I was very happy to get mine, and pushed hard. Didn't spend any cash because it was they priced it out of my price range. I mean, because I was thinking it's just a game, you know, it's a character in a game, $30. I can't, I mean, again, no hard feelings if you do it. And honestly, if I had won the lottery and all I'm doing is media for a living, you know, I probably would have spent it just cause like, why not? It's $30. But in reality, it's $30 for a single character. Now, I love him. I think his art's phenomenal. I think his skill set is phenomenal. It gave me instantly a great new team to play with that's viable in war and everything else. And hey, Sin Raven, how's it going? And, you know, but yeah, I'm glad I was able to work for it and get it.
Yeah. That zoom in animation for Ghost Rider is just ridiculously good.
Yeah, and man, they timed out Scarlet Witch really well to where you put out a whole lot of red dots before, in that first round, if you do it right, you put a whole lot of red dots before she jumps in and extends it. And
I mean, so the team that I was using, I'm just pulling it up now, for the event itself, is
excuse me.
Oh, that's right. Since I've already refreshed those, go into this fight, skip. It is it is Doctor Strange, Groot, Spider-Man, Rocket, and Sabretooth.
Gotcha.
Now the advantage there is that the Rocket Groot combo is ridiculously powerful in this.
Yes.
And Doctor Strange can flip the buffs and revive. So, it's...
Blam.
And the team power, my team power for that team is at 305.
Holy crap, dude.
So I'm not... I wasn't worried about it. It's a weird team. It's just a weird team to play with. Because they don't really, other than Rocket and Groot, there's not a whole lot of synergy there.
Yeah. Now I know Sinister is going to be a new playable character soon, but the battle against him, it didn't really impress me. Like, I wanted to see the full-on, you grab my character, if he ever cloned one of my characters, I blinked and I missed it every single time I played it.
Yeah.
You know? Which I don't think he did, because I think it'd be more of a obvious thing. But I did want to see more. Although I'm not, I love the whole story. I love the mini Uzis, the dual Uzis that she comes out with, the rifle, the shotgun, and that's I'm playing a trick or treat team. I'd already put it together for Blitz, and man, I played so much Blitz. I got down to 75 of the Blitz raid one day. Without almost getting down to using power cores. Okay, I gotta stop. Because I really, obviously I wanted to, and I did just get him. And I kept blitzing hard. I mean, I've blitzed so hard I've met all my milestones since Trick or Treat dropped, including today. And I know Trick or Treat ended a day or two ago, which you would think it would end tomorrow, wouldn't you? But no.
Yeah, you would think.
But Yeah. So I was too far away from getting that next star for Ghost Rider that spending any money just didn't make sense
on. Right.
So I already had this Trick or Treat team put together. So I'm like, well, Elsa, even if she's not mine, it should synergize out instantly. It's not something you can turn on and off. It's just there. So this is a team I'm going to run, minus Loki, of course. She'll replace Loki once I get her. And right. It's a blast. It has definitely been a fun team to play. They flow together really well. You got Elsa who punches. I mean, this is a Guardians style team. You've got some hard hitters. You don't have a protector like Groot, but you've got a healer. You got two healers, as a matter of fact. You've got a Jessica Jones type on there, and Doctor Strange flipping the other side, you know, flipping theirs. You got a hard hitter in Elsa Bloodstone. You've got people who are putting out the red dots. So it flowed together really, really well, and I really enjoyed it. And in fact, the first time I played it, I did not lose a character. So that kind of irritated me. And now that I just lost a character, Ghost Rider just died. But it is what it is. And I enjoyed it. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, that's it was a fun event to play. What was funny is I wasn't sure whether or not I was going to, or whether or not I missed the beginning. It was very odd because I had a lot of stuff yeah. going on, and I went, oh, well, hey, that event's here. I nearly missed Payday.
Yeah, it didn't even register with me that Payday was a thing until yeah. oh, look, it's right there. I'll knock it out real quick. Yeah.
Yeah. I was able to move up one rank in Payday, which was nice.
I've been sitting on six for a while. I gotta get three characters to seven stars.
Yeah, I was just at six. So yeah. I mean I just made six rather. So I didn't get seven. But I'll have seven next time. Almost certainly.
Yeah. So. I haven't spent that much time on it. I'm actually surprised, because I hearted or you favorited my Supernatural team already to be work. Cause I've been working on Ghost Rider since I got him already. He's gear tier. I just got the 10 today. Right. He's level 71. And then of course, whatever stars he comes out at. And of course I have a horde of everything else to 6664 his skills. So, I was like, oh, you know what? I don't think I focused too much on my Supernatural team already. Let me get heart them. I'll start working on them. I've actually got them pretty high. They're all gear tier 10 or higher. They're all level 70 or higher. They're all, of course, they got their skills out. I probably could start farming some stars. That's about it. But I was like, wow, okay. So I was absolutely ready for this event without realizing it. And I think part of that was because I think I was getting all of them up for Enter the Darkness at the time. So I think I farmed them up to six or seven stars just to help. Because there's that one node, I think it was the Fury node, that's number three, where you just get the heal. Not Fury node, there's a node there with all the heals. And so I got to have Doctor Strange, and then I got to have Mordo because he's going to stop the heals that do get through. And
right.
And so that's probably why I got him up here. Although I'm not playing very well right now. I've lost two freaking characters so far, and I've three-starred this thing all the way across the board. So I don't know why I'm losing characters tonight, but whatever, man.
So what is going on with you in the Dark Dimension?
I've got to get four more Tier Gear 13s. So,
four?
Yeah, because you got to have at least five, right?
No, yeah, you do. But I would have thought you would have had that already.
So close. So I've got a few needing just a few more of the orange mats. But it's the individual. It's the specific mats.
Yep.
You know? So, yeah.
That was what prevented me from starting it earlier. I had I had four ready for the team, and it was just Minerva. And honestly, I had to spend power cores for refreshes on the store in order to get it. Although ironically, the last one that I needed to get just happened to show up one morning. So
yeah,
yeah, it's I'm liking it so far. It's challenging, but it's doable. But I will tell you that it takes a long time.
Good.
Like the battles are long. there's no time limit, so that's good.
Oh, good. There wasn't a time limit before, I don't think, either.
No, there wasn't. So anyhow, we'll see how that goes. We're going to continue that on Monday nights and see how long it takes me to get through. But I was happy to knock out 3 nodes on Monday. So
nice.
So hopefully get Ultron pretty soon, and we'll see what happens.
You know, he's a beast. I really don't like running up against him in any time.
No, he and Phoenix drive me crazy in arena.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fight those teams.
I should have paid more attention to the team that just got me. But it had Ultron, of course. And I think it had Minerva on it. And then it had at least Drax. And if not, and or Groot. So you had 2 protectors. And I just could not hit anybody I wanted to hit. Yeah, and they're just populating new monsters out there constantly. Yeah, it was like, dude, you're a beast.
I just pulled up my arena. I have 3 teams that I can fight, as everybody does. The other one, so the first team has Phoenix. Second team has Captain Marvel, who can also be a pain in the
ass. Oh, yeah.
And the third team is just Brotherhood and... but that will only, well, that might be worth doing. But otherwise, I see Ultron all the time. And Ultron and Phoenix. Yeah, I'm looking at a team right now. It's Ultron, Phoenix, Magneto, Vision, and Juggernaut. And Ultron is sitting at tier 13.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that hurts, man. That hurts a little bit.
So anyhow, how's war going for you?
Shit. That's about it. No, it's all right. I've actually been getting some more battles in earlier. Like I did tonight, I've used my 3 tonight. 2 of those made a difference. One of those I backed out to save my team because I knew it was going to be close. I thought I'd take a shot. We are at silver 2 still. We were doing okay the other day. Then somebody just came back on us pretty well.
Yeah, we've been sucking wind, but we are down 4 players right now.
Oof.
So if anybody's looking for... a high-ish level alliance, we are looking for 4 new players. We might have 1, so it might be 3, but we are recruiting.
We should
be getting
one from inside the alliance.
What's that?
You should be getting one from inside
the alliance. I think we're going to. Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about, but I don't want to say anything until it's done. You know, it's really funny. Nothing's been the same since Skippy left us.
I know. Yeah, we're in the Skippy Ex-Wives Club, both of us.
Yeah. It's like, I got to make cheese. I got to make cheese. I don't have time for this.
Then with us, it's like, I got to actually do something besides lose all the time.
Well.
So I was like, all right, fine. Go
at least
win.
With us, he was winning all the time.
Yeah. Well, it was 50-50. Every time I complain about it, Skippy goes, "It's working as intended." I was like, okay. He didn't actually say it, but he did. Skippy's obviously cut out to that min-max, 12 to 18-hour flips on raids. That's what he likes when he's not making the cheese. So that's not us. We do a raid every 24 hours, and we progress pretty well. I'd call us a progression league, but we're definitely not a min-max alliance.
It's been a bit of a challenge. Like we can do without 1 or 2 players, but being down 4 makes completion of the easy raids even a challenge. So we'll see how it goes. I think we'll be fine. We just gotta find some players.
Oh, don't give me that crap, Sin. It will, if I'm involved, it will never be a min-max, because you think I'd drag my ass now. You guys start – if I were an alpha, I think I'd get cut in a couple of days, easy, like two, three days. And be like, get out, man. No.
Oh, I don't know about that. Depends on how many things you miss.
All of – if you're min-maxing, a lot of them. I've been getting better at getting in early. Like I said, on the wars, getting in early on the raids, those kind of things. And we've been 100/60%ing our raids. And then we do one Ultimate 7 a week, and I don't even think we 30% it yet.
Yeah, we do one a week, and we've been 30%ing it. Actually, I think the last one was 45%. I think it's been a while. So it's going all right. It's not where we want it to be, but it's going okay.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's all you can really ask for. 26.67 is what we were on the Ultimate 7.
Ah, very, very close.
Yeah. And I got in there to, man, I burned two teams to get through three nodes. Two nodes. Is it? Do you get to the boss in two? Like, do you do one node and get to the boss, or do two nodes and get to the boss?
So
on the sides.
On the sides, it really depends, because we're not keeping track of lanes really.
Right. I don't think we are either.
So sometimes there's two, sometimes there's three, and like I'll go up the far right lane, and I can usually do that with one team. And I can almost get through the boss with that same team.
Yeah, I think so. I hit three nodes. I think I did the side with the three. And I could take down the – I got the two nodes taken down, and I got to the boss and took it half, three-quarters of the way down. But I burned my major teams. And yep. It's – I was like, damn, man, I love it. I love that it's supposed to be that hard, but it's tough.
Those bosses are really, tough. Really tough.
Yeah, Sin says it sucks. I mean, it's a challenge. It's kind of like working out. When you first start working out, it sucks. But, yeah, once we hit – well, I think once we start 30% – well, really, I think our market's going to be 40-45%ing it.
Well, so – we'll start doing it regularly. So, under the current rules, you had to hit, like – I think the number was 38.5%.
So, roughly 40.
Roughly 40 to get enough raid rewards, not the actual rewards that you get, but raid points for the season.
Sure,
to
yes.
Make it worth
right.
doing. That being said, it looks like they're going to change that up. And that came in just because I posted the information. The community manager on Reddit posted and said, "We've been reading your feedback regarding the new Ultimate 7 raid and have been discussing the subject of the amount of raid season points and raid rewards. It's going to take some time before we can implement the changes, but we want to let you know that we're taking action. Currently clearing 30% of Ultimate 7 grants 9,400 raid season points. They're going to be increasing that number to 22,000. To ensure that it's a better reward than getting 100% on Ultimate 6.
Which has always been their goal. This is the first time they pushed it hard out, I think, and it just didn't quite balance.
Right. And then they said, "We've also heard your request for blue ability material to be more available." Now, I don't know. I don't have that problem.
You know what? They're probably getting a steady stream of new players.
Yeah,
every day, and that's. I mean, I think we're at the point, and we're just slightly over a year, but I think we're at the point that you get a welcome pack. In my opinion, you and I, we've been playing. I think you were in beta. I know I was in beta. You've been playing at least since Worldwide. So we've been playing since day minus one. And so we have an advantage. As does anybody who's played any game for a very long time. I think we're at the point that you sign up brand new, hand them Captain America. You know, hand them a pack to, well, do like Future Fright did. Basically, you get one mega character, and I think Gap is a good one because they did that $10 buy-in for us early on. Yep. You just do it for free or for $5. You get Cap and all the materials you need to get him to like gear tier 8 and a couple of different skills, you know?
Yep.
And level them up.
Games, a lot of these types of games are doing the new player one opportunity to purchase pack thing that
I'm usually, okay with free too personally.
Well, yeah. Well, but it's also usually really cheap. It's like a one time.
Yeah, like $1.99 or something.
Yeah. And I've got no problem with that. And frankly, I've done that on a couple of games, even games that I don't play anymore, because it's cheap enough that it just doesn't matter.
And it helps you feel like you're doing something in the game.
Yep.
You know, now the one big difference here with us versus other games is we have to level up in order to level up the characters. So you can't just hand them a level 70 Captain America because it doesn't work that way. But, I did. I got into a Gotham City something or other. It's where you're the villains on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. I paid the $3.99 or whatever it was to get the Harley Quinn because I thought she was a badass and fun. And I played that game for maybe a month, and I never regretted spending that $2 to $5, whatever it was. You know, I was fine with it. So, and again, I mean, free. I'm okay with you want blue materials more available? Here's a pack that will do something good for you.
Right. So that was a nice Doctor Strange pull.
Yeah, I got some good pulls there.
So are you still level 72?
Yes. Yep. Yes, I am. I'm at 306,000 out of 312.
I am at 302. So,
all that Blitz Raid, man, makes the body strong.
Yeah. Although, it's funny, today, was the first time that, so we have a Cable Blitz up now. We just had the Crossbones Blitz, and I got through all of the milestones, which I don't usually do. And
yeah, I did.
So it's, I think I'm doing that more often. And I think it's because my Blitz teams are getting better. So I'm getting more points for.
Yeah. I know I was playing more for sure because of the Trick or Treat event. So
I actually wasn't. I actually was playing two or three times a day and just like one run through my Blitz teams. So I'm not really spending any Blitz energy. So
gotcha.
And it's working. I mean, it seems to be working fine.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're getting what you want out of it. That's what matters.
So I was I'm a little bummed that today's the 31st rather than the 1st, because I was going to take a look, or I already did, but I was going to take a look at the sales, the Android and iOS sales, to see how Strike Force is doing. But they only had the September numbers up, which were still pretty good. I think the game was still making 9 or 10 million a month. So.
We just did that for Pokemon Go. We talked about their overall. They just hit. And keep in mind, Pokemon Go has been out for a little over 3 years, roughly. Yep. $3 billion.
Oh, yeah.
Is what they've made in 3 years.
And a lot, but a much bigger player base. Much
bigger. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. $3 billion is a great number for any game.
Yes.
Much less, you know, a mobile game. What's up, Jazz? Jazz is in tonight.
Yep. So that's cool.
That's cool.
Not the Jazz thing. That's awesome. But the Pokemon Go thing. I'm just looking here. Pokemon Go for the Android for the month of September. $49 million.
Yeah.
just Android. Just Android. And 3 million downloads. That's crazy. That's insanity.
I mean, even if you wiped out some of that number for people who get new phones and have to re-download it, yeah. I mean, 'cause they call it downloads. They don't call it sign-ups, you know, new accounts created. It's just downloads. That's a lot of downloads
it
for
is.
A three-year-old game.
Yep. And just that's yeah. Well, and so the iOS devices are about $10 million less than that. So that's almost 80 million dollars for the month of September.
Nicole, get out. No one plays Pokemon Go anymore.
Yeah, except everyone.
No, I think she quit.
She quit. Then I'm not sending her any gifts anymore.
She quit this game. She might not have quit Pokemon. I don't remember. I had some friends of mine recently quit like everything. So, but she actually See, now she's getting all offended.
I know.
And stuff.
I know.
Just Brexit your way out of this conversation. You'll be all right.
It doesn't even apply to her.
I know. That's why it's funny. You have to actually know current political things that are going on to really get the depth of the humor of that joke.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, I always take the opportunity to say how much I really enjoy that this game has turned around. Guy, it's not – every so often I keep thinking about – those nights we do the show, we're like, man, I don't know if we're going to have a show next week because this game is really about to smash into the ground. And it's so good. I actually was bragging about it on Breaking the Panel last night. And, yeah, no, Cinderay was right. Too bad the offers are still whales.
Yeah.
Whales to fish. That's what he wrote in the chat room, I promise. Yeah, I just think about how close this game got to just tanking. And now I'm on Breaking the Panel talking about how Ghost Rider is awesome and how they're bringing Sinister into the game and they're bringing Hela into the game. And she's some fighting against Hela, by the way. That was cool. Yeah, and seeing how that undead summon, that undead, man, he's wicked looking. And sure enough, as soon as I killed him, here pops up another one automatically. It's like so cool. I mean, it doesn't sway the balance of the game too much, but it is fun. So I was talking about all the new characters, and they're just on point. The creators and this story, I loved because to me Elsa has to be tough, smart, you know, sophisticated, a bit Lara Crofty, and you know, if you were to dress her skimpy, and I'm not saying, I mean, they could have dressed her with more clothes, but it's comics. That's church going clothes for comic books is what they got on her.
okay.
They just show her belly button or whatever. But I was thinking, man, if they make her look, you know, dress her too skimpy or make her say dumb, quippy one-liners, it's not going to work. And they didn't. You know, I felt they really set her tone differently. And she's tough. She's smart. She knows what she wants. She wasn't going to take crap off of Fury. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every bit of that. And do more of that.
Yep. I do enjoy the fact that they've got, it seems like we're getting more characters at a faster clip now. So things stay interesting. I remember the times where we were sitting around going, okay, when are we getting the next new thing? What's going to happen? And it doesn't seem like we have a whole heck of a lot of time to do that anymore.
No, yeah. I mean, when I do Fear the Darkness, I'm not even sure. I have a few other games that are just quick pick-me-ups, you know, during the day. Like, oh, I've got a minute to kill. I'll play this little round of this. Those are going to get dusted. They're going to, I mean, once I get into darkness, it's like, I'll just take another 5 minutes in darkness because I got, you know, need to
except
do that.
You won't be able to do that. Not really. I mean,
it takes longer than five.
Oh, yes. Yep. I mean, I got through three battles on Monday night, and that took most of the time that I was there. I mean, I did open up all my orbs too, but it took a lot longer than I expected it was going to.
Jazz says, my Supernatural team rocked that event. Just got Elsa to 4 stars.
Nice.
So good. You're blowing it out, Jazz, for sure. I will have her tonight. I'm just waiting on the 10 o'clock energy to drop in so then I can get the last few that I need to get for her. Now that'll be 3 stars when she comes out. But hopefully, I say my goal is definitely going to be 5 stars on her. I just failed to push Minerva hard enough because I was pushing kind of, and I think her event was the first one that I was like, Sin and skipping some of the other people had taught me into do some refreshes, spend your cores. I'm like, all right. You know, I was core poor at the time, so I was really kind of having a hard time doing it. And I highly regret not pushing super hard because I think I got her close. I actually did. I got her close enough to five when they dropped that, as I saw somebody else call it, that dolphin offer. Not a whale, but definitely not a fish. That dolphin offer for Minerva of like $20, I think it was. I stared at it strong, long and hard, and I went in. It was going to put me over. It's going to put me over my next star. But again, I'm getting enough enjoyment out of the game. I am, and it's just a whole different ball game in my mind. Going back to MAA, I dropped 10. I think the levels were 10, 20, and 50 for you know, a little level, middle level, and then the 50 was the big one. You get the, and there were times when the show was making enough money that I was dropping 50s a month. And they'd have the sales. And so I'd buy the currency for that, get a weapon or whatever that would be power leveled in a month. But I could use that currency to get whatever. You know, I knew I could spread it on this character and this character. And if I got a new character, I could buy stuff to build them up. And taking that virtually that same amount of money and getting me one more star on a character,
just
it's not enough.
I when those Minerva offers came, I looked at them hard as well, because at that point I was still two shards away from ranking her up. And I went, okay, but $20 for two shards, because that's what it would really come out to, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And then I finally got her in a pull, but I still, she's still only 5-star for me. Now she's 5-star and 4 red stars. So
nice.
But I've got her at tier 13. So, and she's level 72. So she's sitting at about 52.5 for power. Now, what kind of red stars do you have for Elsa?
I don't think I have any. It's one of the only second time I can ever remember not having any. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm at, I've got 4 red stars for her right now. Her and Coulson, but I don't have either one of them yet. So
let's see. I'm close to Coulson. I was about to go check my Coulson watch level here. I got 3 red stars for Coulson. I'm at 148 out of 180 on Coulson.
Nice. Oh, you came up a little short on Colossus too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're about to get Ultimus. You'll get Ultimus really soon.
Pretty close. Yeah. Ultimus, I just hadn't even paid attention to because he's like Hulk. He's very slow to get those shards.
Yep.
And then I think Ibbot and some other people are like, and then you'll just let him sit there.
Yep. That's exact. Me too. My Ultimus right now is I leveled him up to 60, but he's at 4 stars, and that's about it. He's just sitting there.
Yeah.
His combat power is 1,764. He's between AIM Security and Mantis.
That is a really bad place to be. I forgot Mantis is even in the game.
Yep. So
and I think I just 7-starred her too. Because she was buyable in the raid currency store, I think it was. So I just bought the 5 shards every time I saw it. And I think I just leveled up to 7 and haven't put any effort into her whatsoever.
Yeah, I've got her at 5 red stars, so she could be viable. I just I don't have a need for her right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know she's got some decent synergies, and I fought a team with her and Groot on it, and it was a battle.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely was some work, but I beat them. And that's my thing, is like the Fury team. You know, when you first got Fury and you got all the minions, you saw that team, you went up against it just to see what happened, and you got crushed.
Yep.
And then you tried it again with a more powerful team, and you got crushed. And you went, okay, I'm going to leave that alone, but I'm going to build that team. Ultron. Right. Yeah, I see Ultron now because I'm more in those rankings of people who've gotten them. And I go, yep. I don't want to fight against I don't want to fight against Minerva. I don't want to fight against Magneto. I don't want to fight against Ultron. Right. And that's in the arena mostly. And if I see those, I try to avoid it.
Yeah, I don't now because I've got Magneto and Minerva.
Yeah, I do too. So, but I still, you know, like, yeah, I like to win. So I don't necessarily. You take your chances.
It's less of a risk once you've got them level up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's still, you take it. You know, yeah.
Yeah, and but I mean, there are still like the Ultron teams I try to stay away from. But like if I've got my hybrid team that if I see a pure Shield team or a pure Brotherhood team, I'll take them. I got no issue with that. And it doesn't bother me.
I do okay on some of them. And yeah, it's keep saying the same thing. That I don't want to fight thing goes away once you beat on some folks. And it does, but like with Arena, I only do maybe two. Well, I definitely do two, maybe three a day. But when we're doing those points and you had to win Arena with, you know, basically win Arena, getting the points for you to get whatever it was, milestones that we were doing. I was like, right. Yeah, I don't want to lose at all. So I really got in that mindset of just dodging Minerva. I mean, she doesn't have a Guardian, but a lot of times they're putting Minerva with Thanos. And it's like, okay, I've got two rounds, maybe three, to take her out. And I got to focus on her. And the second somebody takes my attention off of her, our stats start dropping. Our probabilities start lowering at that point.
It can get ugly.
In Arena, I use Rhino to counter Magneto. My Rhino is coming up on 6 stars because he's also in the raid store, and I've been throwing cash at him. Well, again, fake cash, just in case Right. Anybody's wondering.
Yeah, my Arena team right now is Fury, Minerva, Pyro, Magneto, Juggernaut. And it still suits me. It serves me pretty well. Yes. But I do have to pick and choose. I'm looking at a Phoenix, Ultron, Captain Marvel, Magneto, Drax team.
Run!
No, I'm not fighting it.
Actually, if you're on stream, I'm like, fight it, well, lose, of course, lose gloriously.
Just to watch me get wrecked.
Yeah, because I would watch that all. Not just because it's you, I'd watch that fight, that team all day long. I want to see what they will do. But yeah, no, it's like cheesy, crazy. Get out of there. Everybody be happy to know that my Captain Marvel is getting stronger every day. I have been focusing on her and working her up and doing well. But I've basically put all progress on hold, save for Ghost Rider, which I can only progress. The peripheral stuff, obviously I can't do stars anymore on him. And then, of course, I've been saving all my love for Bloodstone. So as soon as I get her, every chit I got is going towards her. She'll probably, it'll probably be 50, 60 levels. I don't think I have enough to get her to 72. Because it's hard. I mean, when you're in that progression of, I'm going to bump this one up here and strengthen, tighten up. Oh, look at my war. I was this close. If I just tighten this team up a little bit more, I can go right over that edge and take that next team down. And so I've been using my level chits some, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, Skippy's still here. What? And maybe you know the answer, Kurt. When we play with the character they give us, so you're playing on hard on the Bloodstone campaign, and you get Elsa Bloodstone as a teammate. Do we ever figure out, because it's not full-on maxed out, it's not, you know, 7775 and 13 gear and 7 red stars, but what power do we get that character to try out?
I don't know. Are you able to go into one of those event fights right now?
Maybe. Let's see.
So Skippy is saying 6664 level 65 slightly buffed up.
Okay, good. I could make her better.
What I don't know is whether or not she showed up in the list. If you did the
gotcha
that pause,
I'm about to come and finish that back since I refreshed it earlier. I'll take care of that later. Okay, here we go. Let's. I see what you're saying. So I'm jumping in to this fight. Ready, Freddy. And the stats can vary node to node. Interesting. Perfect. That is weird.
That sounds fair.
Yeah, whatever. Well, how many stars do you think that is? 6664 is
oh, with level 65,
slightly buffed. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, and I mean, and it might show you if she shows up.
That's what
I don't
know.
Yeah.
There she be. So, view teams. No, she doesn't. She doesn't show up. But it's a good thought. It's a good thought. I like how you brought that around.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Uh oh, I just locked it. I said it clicked auto. It's like, no, I'll fight the fight. And I clicked off of auto and it locked the game.
Awesome.
I was just seeing what Sir Bones was saying. So what do we have in the code dive? We just got a lot of cool stuff, so I'm not really looking for a whole bunch of new things coming our way.
I've seen nothing new in data mines. I was actually looking a little earlier today, and there was nothing new. So that being said, let's face it, we've got Thanksgiving coming up. They'll probably do something then. And clearly Christmas is coming up in just like a month and a half or so, which is just ridiculous.
We need to talk about our Christmas schedule.
What about it?
Christmas is on Wednesday, I believe. No, we need to talk about our Thanksgiving schedule because Thanksgiving's on a Thursday.
Oh yeah, so that is going for me. That's gonna. It's really early to be talking about it, but. I expect I'll have a new grandchild by then, and I've already been invited to my in-laws, I guess, my daughter's in-laws. What do you call that? I don't even know.
I don't know.
To their family for Thanksgiving. I don't know what I'm going to end up doing. I don't know where I'm going to be. I would love to stream Thursday night. And I think you and I did that last year. I think we did the Thanksgiving thing.
I usually do.
Yeah. So. I can, you know what? I can plan to do that, and that would give me an easy out. Because that's the other nice thing. I will say tentatively, yes. Okay. I'm in for doing it. So.
Now, I knew there was a holiday we had to talk about, and I was like, no, wait, Christmas is on a Wednesday because breaking the panel has already been – we try to plan things a good 2 to 3 months out as best we can.
Yeah.
And by plan things, I mean not really, but we say we plan things. But in this case, it was holiday, so we had to figure out the schedule because we're going to try to make sure we have something to run. So, like, tonight, Joe Ard was out for Pokemon because the Halloween and his kids and everything. So we recorded yesterday afternoon at lunch and it was live. So anybody who's following us could watch it, but it was our normal time slot is 8 PM Eastern. So I got on at 7:55 because you can't, as far as I can tell, you can't schedule it, but you can hit the button. So I went and hit replay on the recording.
Yeah. You used to be able to schedule it. They were called premieres and, Twitch is getting rid of that. I think you can still do it, but they're getting rid of that feature.
Yeah.
So.
You can hit the button, and I think that just encourages more live interaction. And I did. One of our listeners, Vlad, was out there, and I chatted with him for about 30 minutes till we got ready for this. I'm gonna hit a little button here just because we're coming down to the end of the show. So.
All right.
Throw that out there. But how are you? I don't think I asked you how you doing in war. Y'all are just kind of huffing and puffing because you're shorthanded.
Yeah, it's rough. We just lost our war tonight by probably about 500 points. But that's because we are really short on people. Otherwise, we were doing all right. We've lost at least one person who wants us to be more active in war and wants us to take war more seriously. And I'm not sure we're ready for that. It's not that we're not ready. I'm not sure that we want that.
Gotcha.
But we are making some accommodation by saying things like, well, now we want people to try to do 8 attacks per war. So,
yeah, we talked about that.
And so I think we're trying to do that. But, you know, I think war is much more balanced now than it used to be. So so I think when you stand a chance of winning, I think the participation level goes up. So when it looks like you're going to get killed, the participation level goes down.
Oh, yeah. I log in and I see that we're 400 or 500 behind. I have to motivate myself to go ahead and do a fight anyway.
Yeah.
So when you see that many points, now it's different. I mean, if I go in and we're 400 or 500 behind, but we've got a lot of open spots, and I'm in that weird space in war now. I need teams that are 250 to 300. If you're really on top of 300, I might can take one of you out. Because my big team, because you're talking about boosted as well. It's almost always boosted when I look at it. Right. So, depending on the circumstances, I can definitely take one team down, or at least partially out, bring in another team and finish it off. But what I'm getting is 130s and 200s. I'm like, I've got teams that I feel like I'm wasting. It's like taking a cannon to a BB gun fight, you know? Yep. It's like, I will trash you, but let me grab some of my randos. And I've actually started using my rando teams, which is just shuffle the deck what I can find. All right, that's good enough. That's above any synergy level boost and all that, that I'll take them down. Yeah, it gets weird. Or we hit a team this week that I'm like, nah, I'm not even going to fight in this war. I mean, I'll throw in one or two battles, but there's no way we're going to touch them because it was 400,000, 400,000, 300. Like, yeah, no.
Well, that's what the struggle that we run into sometimes is we have some alliance leaders who want to mandate a certain number of attacks regardless of what you're facing.
I guess if it's going to benefit us somehow.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure it does. Right. And so, one of the arguments is, well, if you can help take down one of those characters, and I go, okay, that's cool. But if you're facing a 400K team, the chances of you taking down a character with a 200K team is next to nil. I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. Should still be getting your attacks done because you're wasting energy. And the points are for the milestones. All right, yeah, the milestones is a worthwhile thing. Because honestly, if it's energy for energy's sake, I don't care. But I do tend to forget, but they add up for milestones.
But there's still that whole I'm just throwing away my attack thing. And while you may be getting the points for the milestones, when you know you're going to lose and you don't stand even a chance, that's really demotivating.
Lowered expectations.
Exactly. Which, you know that we might be the only two people in this
act. I know
where that's from. So
yeah. I know the guy who wrote on that show. So.
Oh, really?
Brian D. Bradley worked on that show for many years with his running partner. You have not been able to meet Brian. Brian and Audrey are great friends in the network. They used to be on the net. Well, Audrey was on the network with Booze and Phasers. And, they came the first year. Last year they came was the first year GSU came. So some of the guys got to meet them, and we all hung out and this and that and the other. No, it's not Saturday Night Live as Mad TV, but you're close.
Mad TV. Come on, Darkwing.
Mad TV. But yeah, Brian D. Bradley's her husband, and a great guy. We only get to hang out when he comes to Dragon Con, and unfortunately, the last couple of years they haven't been able to come to Dragon Con because they live out in California and whatnot. Yeah. But we talk on Facebook. They're so much fun and so cool. But apparently he wrote for a couple of years on Mad TV.
Wow!
So
I really liked Mad TV.
He also did the reboot, the TV series reboot of Uncle Buck. That was him and his writing partner. They were showrunners on that with Mike Epps. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I did not see that one.
I mean, it was definitely not. It took the heart of Uncle Buck, but it definitely wasn't a continuation of the John Candy story at all.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, sounds like we're getting off topic a little. A
little bit, I guess so.
Must be winding down to the end of the show.
Must be. I just got excited to talk about Brian. I really want you to meet him. We've had him on Breaking the Panel a couple of times. They're fun people. And actually, we're working on getting Audrey back.
Nice.
I talked to him. Well, now I'm sad. Now I'm going to go cry. Not cry, but.
All right. So, do you have anything else?
No, I did just realize. I saw something pop up from BlueStacks. So I came and looked. We just got a new Celebrated Spirits raid milestone. That is okay. It's all about Doctor Strange and Wolverine. So my Doctor Strange is gear tier 11, so I'll get the 31 points every time I use him. Wolverine, not so much, but you get another 31 if you have gear tier 11 there. Win raid battle with Doctor Strange just in general is 13. Win with Wolverine is 13. And just battling it, winning raids period is 7. So gotcha. The milestones, what is this? You get some orange gear raid orb fragments. Yeah, see purple gear raid orb fragments and sugar skull orb fragments through it. So, yeah.
And it doesn't know what raid you do, so might be worthwhile doing the Ultimate Six raids.
I guess so.
Because those are easy now, so.
That's true. And in fact, we just launched one. Yeah, well, I think we do a Saturday or Sunday is when we do 7, and I forget, and I open up like, oh, thanks for ruining my weekend, Sin. I appreciate you. So, hey, as you heard, we are recruiting like fools over at FTH Beyond. There's a number of alliances under Umbrella that we need people for. So Discord, there you go. Thank you. It's a Nightbot. It's awesome. So if you're on Twitch, the Discord link is right there in the chat. The podcast should still be pinned to the top of our Facebook page, which is about all our Facebook page is good for, because we really don't put a whole lot on it. But facebook.com/FTHBeyond, and the link is there. It's free. It's not part of Patreon at all. But if you do want to throw a few bucks our way, patreon.com/FTHBeyond. And we are going to be we're going to be making some changes by the first of the year. So you're going to have some cool stuff coming your way that may have you wanting to be more part of Patreon than you are now. But we appreciate all of it. And Kurt, if you have that available, you are welcome to read the list.
I would like to say thank you to Alex, Anthony L, Chris T, Luke J, Matt S, Roger S, Tony G, and William K. Thank you so much for being a patron. It helps a lot.
Tony G, man, he's that one that plays that sweet, sweet jazz harmonica.
Yes.
cool. Kurt, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me on Twitter at VO by Kurt. On Sunday evenings, I can be found over on GSTU Media with the Bromigos of the Streampocalypse, where we play Sea of Thieves and generally act like complete idiots. On Sunday evenings, Tuesday evenings, and Thursday evenings, I can be found over on my own channel, twitch.tv/Kurtstable, for Storytime with Kurt. And we are about halfway through the book Tom Swift and His Motorboat. So that's going well. It's a lot of fun, and it's just a place to come by and kick back and just chill out. And then otherwise, Monday evenings and Thursday evenings right here on FTH Beyond doing Marvel Strike Force.
Yes. I'm Rock Got a Pod all across social media. Tons of stuff, man. Booze and Borderlands on Monday. And Kurt's always kind enough to rate us, which, you know, I need to look up a show to rate. I'll have to do that here in a second as we wrap
up.
Good
idea.
We'll send some love to another show. But yeah, Booze and Borderlands is a blast. 3 hours of Philip P. Keating and myself playing Borderlands 3 and shooting face and sometimes sitting here and just drinking and staring at the screen while his computer, well, it's not a computer, but there's issues with his game every once in a while, and he gets kicked out of it. So Thursday nights typically, Sears FDH Beyond at 9:30, Pokemon Go at 8 o'clock Eastern on Pokemon Go Podcast on Twitch. Wednesday nights, Breaking the Panel. Thursdays is EMS Underground. So lots of stuff going on. You can check out charlesmcfall.com or gotapodcasting.com. Or you know what? Just follow all those channels, because, you know, it'd be nice if I actually tweeted something out and said, hey, I'm live, but I don't. So right. I'm trying. I'm working on it. So it's not like that. Kurt's like, just follow VO Glad Kurt. Yeah, yeah. You can follow at Rock Got a Pod, and I probably won't tweet out that I'm live because I forget. So, all right. We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week. And until then, man, get in. Get your flame on. Get your bloodstone. Get good. And have fun.
Okay, how about we raid Super Villain Gaming?